A prominent religious rights organization has called for the formal censure of U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, following a social media post many believe was a veiled reference to the death of Pope Francis. The Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights is urging Congress to take disciplinary action against Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene after a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, appeared to link global leadership changes to divine intervention. Greene wrote, "Today there were major shifts in global leaderships. Evil is being defeated by the hand of God," in a post made shortly before 10:45 a.m. on Monday, just hours after the Vatican confirmed the death of Pope Francis. While the message did not name the pontiff directly, Catholic League President William Donahue said the implication was clear. As Newsweek journalist Gabe Wisnett noted, the two major world leadership changes that were announced Monday were the death of Pope Francis and the resignation of Klaus Schwab as the head of the World Economic Forum, Donahue said in a letter to the House Ethics Committee. "It is obvious that Greene's remark about God defeating evil was aimed at the Holy Father," Donahue added. Calling Greene a former Catholic, Donahue argued that while she is entitled to express views about the Church, she crossed a line. "No sitting member of Congress has the right to denigrate the leader of a world religion," he wrote. "To allow her to continue to smear Catholicism reflects badly on the Congress." He urged both Republican and Democratic lawmakers to unite in censuring Greene for what he termed bigoted remarks. Public figures also reacted to Greene's post. Clarence Blalock, a Democrat who is preparing for another attempt to challenge Greene in Georgia's 14th congressional district in 2026, condemned the comment, calling it disturbing. "Pope Francis deserves better than this," Blalock said in a post on X. As of Tuesday, Greene had not responded to the criticism or clarified the intent of her post.